Hi there, I'm Sophia.
I'm Grace.
And we're Annie Oakley.
In what ways has Woody Guthrie changed the way we listen to and experience music?
Well, Woody Guthrie brings up the issues that a lot of people don't want to talk about. He was a voice for the people. So he used his platform of being a musician and being able to be on a stage and record his music to talk about issues and present them. So he presents music that isn't just feel-good music. It's not really about the melody. It's about the lyrics, and it's about the voice for the people.
And how specifically would you say Woody Guthrie influenced music in Oklahoma?
Well, Woody Guthrie influenced music in Oklahoma specifically by allowing us to have our own voice. I think a lot of musicians have followed him as the pioneer of folk music and political folk music. There are a lot of artists around here that have felt comfortable talking about social issues in their work, and they've cited Woody Guthrie as influences. So I think we see it in the music we hear here.
Mm-hmm. Woody Guthrie went through a lot of tough times in his life, and that's reflected in his music. I know your career also started at a tough time in your life. How does that play out through your music?
Well, I think tough times are what inspire the best music, and it's how you get out your feelings that you can't get out any other way. Woody Guthrie definitely did that, and we took the same route.
Do you guys have a favorite Woody Guthrie song?
My favorite Woody Guthrie song is definitely Love Thyself. He never actually had a recording of him doing it, but he had the lyrics. So there was a special rendition of it done, but it's about self-love and loving yourself. So Love Thyself is definitely my favorite Woody Guthrie song.
And why is that your favorite?
I just think it's a really good message for everybody to listen to, especially since Annie Oakley, I mean, we are playing for young girls because we are young girls writing music, and the message of learning to love yourself is one that we definitely support.
Great segue. So social issues are often subject of Woody Guthrie songs, and you guys kind of tackle some social issues in your song, Hey Honey Hey. Why do you think putting these issues into music is so important, and what impact does it have?
Well, when you put it into music, it's a medium that everybody can listen to and everybody can access. We've been writing a lot more political songs recently with the political turmoil in this country because we have the stage to say it, and if we're not going to, then who is?
Do you remember the first time you heard a Woody Guthrie song?
I think the first time I heard a Woody Guthrie song, I was probably around 14 years old. I may have attended the Woody Guthrie tribute show at the Blue Door, and that was the first time I really got a good idea of who Woody Guthrie was.
What did you like about it?
I liked how honest it was and how real and honest is that he said what he meant.
So what are you looking forward to in this year's Woody Guthrie Folk Music Festival?
I am looking forward to all of the amazing musicians and songwriters that are coming through Oklahoma. We don't get this amount of amazing musicians in the state on any given day of the year, except for during Woody Fest. And also, I'm looking forward to the late night jams that are going to be going on. There's always, it's kind of like a musician party where everybody is staying up really late and hanging out and jamming with their instruments and sharing songs. So I'm looking forward to that.
And when do you guys play? Do you know?
11 a.m. Thursday at the Crystal Theater. Woody Guthrie tributes are the best way to